top story today. Liberal MP Susan Lee has introduced a private members bill in federal parliament pushing for an end to the live sheep export trade within the next 5 years. The proposal would also ban live sheep exports to the Middle East during summer in 2019. The federal opposition has swung its support behind the measures. The Banking Royal Commission has resumed hearings in Melbourne this morning. The Big Four banks, Suncorp and the Bank of Queensland, will give evidence on lending practices to small businesses. The hearings will also review unfair contracts and the role of regulators and industry bodies. Trade tensions between the US and China have eased, with Washington putting its trade war against Beijing on hold. The White House has agreed to drop tariff threats as it works on a wider agreement with China. Negotiators from both sides will now set up a framework for tackling trade imbalances. And a shortage of influenza vaccinations has hit public clinics and some private outlets across the country due to overwhelming demand. There's been a 25% increase in the number of Australians getting the flu jab compared to last year. The nation's acting chief medical officer, Tony Hobbs, says stocks of the vaccine are being replenished from overseas.